Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one Emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a three-game series. First meeting this year for the Mets and the Colorado Rockies. Final National League team that the Mets needed to see here in 2024. The pitching matchup, Tanner Gordon made his second big league start for Colorado. And for the Mets, it was left-hander Sean Manaea. Scoreless first inning for Manaea and Gordon. Then in the top of the second inning, Manaea set down the first two Rockies to make it five up and five down. He then walked Brendan Rodgers, and with two outs, that extended the inning for Michael Tolia.
2-2, the count to him. Manaea deals. Swing on a high fly ball to left field, pretty deep. Back goes Nimmo. This is going to go, and it is gone into and then falling out of the second deck in left field. Way to the left of the 358 mark. So the all or nothing Tolia goes all. His 13th home run of the year, and the Rockies have a 2-0 lead.
So the two-out walk burned Sean Manaea and the Mets. Two-run shot for Tolia, and Colorado had a 2-0 lead. Manaea responded with a strikeout of Hunter Goodman to end the top of the second inning. Mets punched right back in the bottom half of the inning. After a Francisco Alvarez flyout, Mark Vientos came to the plate.
0-2 to Vientos is up and out and deep and to the wall in left center and gone. So Mark Vientos, with his 12th home run of the year, hitting it over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the 370 mark. And the Mets get on the board. It is now the Rockies 2 and the Mets 1.
Number 12 for Vientos, a 2-1 ball game, but only for a moment because Jose Iglesias was next.
The 0-1 to Iglesias, hit deep to left field. Back goes Hilliard, and we're tied 2-2. Jose Iglesias continues to live out this fairy tale. His second home run of the year, back-to-back home runs, first Vientos, now Iglesias, and the Mets have come right back to tie this game 2-2.
Yeah, the Mets go back-to-back for the fourth time this season on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 2-2 ball game. Jeff McNeil was next. He grounded out for the second out of the inning, so that meant two outs and nobody on. Mets weren't done yet. Harrison Bader next.
Mets with 116 home runs. Dodgers, including tonight, with 127. 2-1 pitch. Bader launches one to left field. Back goes Hilliard at the wall. This might go, and it's gone. Three solo home runs in the inning for the New York Mets. Harrison Bader over the wall beyond the 370 mark. His seventh home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 3-2.
Third home run of the inning for the Mets, and New York had a 3-2 lead over Colorado and Tanner Gordon. Gifted a three-run lead, Sean Manaea worked around a two-out single by Ezekiel Tovar for a scoreless top of the third. Then in the bottom half, the Mets kept tacking on. Gordon set down J.D. Martinez and Pete Alonso rather easily. Then with two outs, the Mets were handed a couple of gifts. Elias Diaz could not bring in a Francisco Alvarez pop-up behind home plate. Then Alvarez hit what would be a single to left field, but it skipped past a diving Sam Hilliard into left field, so it went to the wall for a double, and the Mets capitalized with the runner in scoring position as Mark Vientos made Colorado pay with a double to left to score Alvarez. Second extra base hit of the night for Vientos, second RBI, and a 4-2 Mets lead after three. Shutdown fourth inning for Sean Manaea as he set the Rockies down 1-2-3. Then in the bottom half, Jeff McNeil led off the inning with a single to right field. And with one on and nobody out, that once again brought up Harrison Bader.
Gordon set at the belt, 0-1. Bader turns on another one. Deep left field. This one is gone. Harrison Bader's second home run of the night. The Mets' fourth home run off Tanner Gordon. A two-run home run here in the bottom of the fourth, and the Mets lead now jumps to 6-2 over Colorado.
And Harrison Bader provided us with our insurance runs of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. First multi-home run game for Harrison Bader since September of 2019. Fourth homer of the night for the Mets to match a season high. And the Mets kept the pressure on after that Bader homer. Francisco Lindor then walked as the order flipped. Brandon Nimmo then singled up the middle. That was it for Tanner Gordon. Peter Lambert took over. Lambert would allow one more base runner on a walk to Pete Alonso, but stranded the bases loaded as Mark Vientos flied out to end the inning. 6-2 Mets after four. Scoreless top of the fifth inning for Sean Manaea. Then in the bottom half, Jose Iglesias led off.
The 1-2 hit in the air deep to left field. Back goes Hilliard. It's going to go. Home run, Jose Iglesias. His second home run of the game. The fifth home run that the Mets have hit tonight. It is 7-2 New York. Jose Iglesias is just thinking to himself, don't wake me up. This is a dream. Just let me be. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it truly is, Howie. First career multi-home run game for Jose Iglesias and a season-high five home runs for the Mets and a 7-2 lead. Lambert set down the next two, then allowed a two-out single to Francisco Lindor, but the Mets could not add on as Brandon Nimmo flied out to end the fifth, 7-2 after five. After a scoreless sixth inning that saw the Mets go down in order for the first time, Brendan Rodgers led off the seventh against Sean Manaea.
Well, Sean Manaea on 91 pitches, fires number 92 to Brendan Rodgers. He swings and tags one in the air to left. This one's going to go. It is gone. High over the 358 side, over the party deck, into the seats in left for the second Colorado home run of the night. Well, the Mets' lead is now 7-3 on Rodgers' sixth of the year. It's the second one that Manaea has allowed, and Rodgers just basically ambushed him. That's where Manaea is in the game right now, just getting out after out after out. He figured, let me just get ahead, and Rodgers jumped him.
Yeah, but Manaea did lock it down from there. He set down the next three, including a pair of strikeouts, to get through seven. His night was done to a strong standing ovation from the crowd here at Citi Field. Seven innings, five hits, three runs, two home runs allowed, one walk, and nine strikeouts. In the bottom of the seventh inning, we saw Carlos Mendoza get ejected for the first time as the manager of the Mets. He was run after arguing a called strike three on Jose Iglesias. In that inning, we also saw two replay reviews. When it was all said and done, though, Colorado faced the minimum in the seventh inning. Top of the eighth, Sean Manaea was done. Jake Diekman took over, and Charlie Blackman led off.
Mets 7-11-0, the Rockies 3-5-0. Diekman of the belt, the payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to deep right field. Forget it. Taylor back for a look, and it is gone in the front row. And then tumbling out of the front row of the Coca-Cola corner, the upper deck in right field. Charlie Blackman greets Diekman with his fifth home run of the year and the eighth home run hit in this game tonight. And the Mets lead is now 7-4.
So a home run for Charlie Blackman. The ball really was flying tonight here at Citi Field. Rockies kept the pressure on. Ezekiel Tovar followed with a double. Diekman faced one more batter, a ground out by Ryan McMahon that advanced Tovar to third. He was done. Phil Maton took over. Elias Diaz greeted him with a 109-mile-per-hour line drive off the bat that found the glove of Jose Iglesias for the second out. Two outs and runner at third, and Brenton Doyle up for Colorado.
3-1 to Doyle. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left field and deep. Back goes Nimmo. This is going to go. A home run into the second deck for Brenton Doyle. His 14th home run of the year, and this is a one-run game. It's the Mets 7, the Rockies 6, as the Rockies have hit their fourth home run, and in total the ninth home run in this ballpark in this game. 7-6 New York.
Boy, it really did feel like Coors Field, that no lead was safe. Ninth home run tonight, just like that, a one-run game. 7-6, Mets ahead. Maton did stop the bleeding with a strikeout of Brendan Rodgers for the final out in the eighth inning. In the bottom half, the Mets went quietly in the home half. Edwin Diaz took over in the ninth inning with a one-run lead. Michael Tolia led off with a soft fly ball to left field for out number one. And then Bud Black went to his bench. He called on the pinch hitter, Jake Cave, who grounded out softly to first base for the second out of the inning, and it seemed like it was going to be a relatively easy ninth inning for Edwin Diaz with two outs and nobody on. One out away from the win, Sam Hilliard, the nine-hitter, worked a four-pitch walk. That put the tying run on. It flipped the order for Charlie Blackman. Hilliard swiped second base to put the tying run in scoring position. Diaz got ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes on Charlie Blackman, but eventually walked the Rockies' leadoff hitter. So that put runners at first and second with two outs, tying run at second base, go-ahead run at first, and Ezekiel Tovar the last chance for Colorado.
And Ryan McMahon, not a guy you'd really like to see up in a game situation, is waiting on deck. Diaz has his hands full enough with Tovar. Two and two the count. Diaz ready. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Put it in the books. He got him with a slider, and the Mets hold on. It was a night when baseballs were flying into the Flushing air, and the Mets hit one more and scored one more, and it's good enough for the New York Mets' fourth consecutive win.
And that strikeout was our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. 7-6, the final score. Mets improved to 3 games over .500 and pick up a fourth consecutive win to start this homestand.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.